North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. It's me, Barbara, saying thank you for tuning in with us today. You know, I am impressed all over again today as I think and consider all of the service organizations and clubs and churches that we have throughout Boundary County and Bonner County, volunteers and staff serving us and serving our neighbors. We are so truly blessed to live here. So today's program is about a faith-based recovery program that you may not have heard of, helping a very specific part of our community, users and abusers caught in the chains of some sort of addiction. This is tough work. And my guest today has been at the center of it for 5 years, really over 5 years through the chaplaincy. And along with many others, they are bringing hope to these people. So we're talking about Freedom House, and really soon there will be three houses. Fred Pettirudo is my guest, and he is here to tell us about these amazing programs. And so I invite you all to sit. Stay right here. Keep it here at 1400 AM, KSPT 1450 AM, KBFI 97.1 FM, and live streaming for you right now at NorthIdahoRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Brell Metal Roofing with the best prices around. Starting at only $239 a lineal foot, Badger Building Center is ready to help with all your metal roofing needs. Fabrel Metal Roofing comes in 20 color options, has a 40-year warranty, and will give your home the protection you're looking for. Stop into Badger Building Center in Post Falls, Sagal, Bonners Ferry, and Kalispell, or visit them online at badgerbuilding.com. That's badgerbuilding.com.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires reminding you that changing seasons can mean changing road conditions. And when it comes to keeping your family safe, the right tires, brakes, and alignment can go a long way toward giving you better control.
Hey, it's my
of
turn.
Your car, at least.
My turn to stay.
Save up to $160 when you bundle tires and brakes. Swing by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters. Limited time offer while supplies last. Discount depends on tire size and type. Cannot combine with other offers. Details at LesSchwab.com.
Something very special is happening at Sandpoint Furniture. Hi, Mike here for Sandpoint Furniture. In celebration of our 75th anniversary, Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One is offering exciting sale prices on furniture and flooring throughout the store. Take advantage of great anniversary sale prices on living room, dining room, and bedroom groups. Big savings on fine carpets, tile, and hardwood flooring by Carpet One. Sleep better tonight on a new Beautyrest mattress set, all on sale. Yes, we have interest-free financing available. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One wants to thank you for 75 great years, and we've been proud to support our community since 1945. We're working hard to be your hometown furniture and flooring store for 75 years.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry.
I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT and 1450 KBFI.
Welcome back in, everyone, and say hello to my guest, Fred Pedruto. Fred, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Barbara. It's good to sit down at the microphone with you again after 3 long years.
I know. Full disclosure here, I have known Fred and his beautiful wife, Maureen, for 20 years, and it's been a long time, Fred. It seems longer somehow.
I know it's been very long for you.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Freedom House. And I want to start, though, with drug addiction. And you gave me a statistic that I want you to expand on about the devastation of drugs and alcohol, any addiction in Bonner County. 9 out of 10 men and 9 out of 10 women that are in the jail, one of the issues, they may have multiple things going on, is addiction, 90%.
Right, and that might even be conservative, directly or indirectly. Perhaps they're in there for theft, but the theft most likely was to feed their addiction habit most often. So that's the situation. We are, by our location here so close to the Canadian border, we are something of a bit of a hub. We can go out, you and I, we could go over to Super One, well, somebody's parking lot, I don't want to name names, and within minutes, if we looked like we'd like something, somebody would provide it.
That's just incredible. I mean, we know that we have this issue, but that it is so prevalent in our area. Let me ask just a couple of why questions. Why? Well, you mentioned the Canadian border, so it's just easier to get drugs back and forth that way.
Yeah, it's an entry. A lot of it does come up from the south, of course, but the border is accessible. You know, they beefed it up here.
Because of COVID.
I'm not sure what impact COVID has had. Of course, the folks that deal drugs don't pay much attention to COVID constraints. I think that business goes on as usual, as near as I can see. Yeah, it's just that simple fact, and the why of it. As we work with men and women into our Freedom House programs, we use an application process, and we ask for a great deal of personal information. And Barbara, I just have to tell you, sometimes it almost seems like a cookie cutter, a young woman. I'm 6 or I'm 8 or I'm 11. Mom and dad get a divorce. Maybe there's drugs in the house, maybe not. Because the way the law reads, I stay with mom, and pretty quick boyfriend number one shows up, and maybe he brings drugs in, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he molests me, my little sister, or my brother. This is no exaggeration. This is a constant. I'm getting molested by a family member, so I run away at 14, and I get into the drug culture.
You know, one of the words that you use there that I think people in our society today, it's so accepted, it's so almost nonchalant, is divorce. There is no question that divorce hurts the children. It hurts the children. And if parents understood the devastation, not to put guilt and shame on people, but understanding that before you take that step, you need to understand what it's going to do to you, your spouse, and especially your kids. It just opens the door to a lot of bad stuff that you would never consciously let in, perhaps.
Amen. It creates an environment for just the kinds of things I've described. My experience has been particularly devastating for the women.
Yes. You know, Fred, you told me something, and it's interesting, I remember this from our last conversation, which has been a while. Explain to our audience how it is that it takes longer, you know, maybe not on an individual, but statistically longer for a woman to recover than a man.
You know, I'm not so sure about that in terms of actual recovery time. That wouldn't surprise me. I've never seen a study like that. But the impact on the women, both of the issue of divorce, of course, but the drugs, is just noticeable. It affects them more physically. I've met women who were 35 and they looked 50. Mm-hmm. The men seemed to handle the physical element better. The men seemed to be more resilient. We have both our women and men's houses now. The men come in, they very quickly get employment. They seem to do much better. They're much more, as I say, resilient. Yeah.
What I'm thinking of, and maybe it was another person that told me this, and audience, I apologize that, my memory popped in here and I hadn't had a chance to research, but the idea was women not only have to recover from the drugs that they're addicted to, they often have to get over their addiction to some man in general, or men, that they think they need a man in their life, or they need this man in their life, and that completes them. And so they've kind of got a double addiction. Amen. They have not learned to stand on their own as a woman, even though, yes, marriage is a beautiful thing, and but you need to also be your own person and strong in yourself.
Yes, and I would say probably 70-80% of the women, the big struggle is the man. Oh. And of course, they end up with the greater sense of responsibility for the kids, and they're invariably children out of wedlock. They're rarely married. The men care about their children, but it's a different relationship, no question about it. A mother's love is just different. As you say, no one on the battlefield on their death door has been heard to yell, "Hey, Dad," "Mom." That's what it is.
So, yeah. What are the drugs that are the most prevalent, or is there any one thing that rises up?
We seem to have seasons, and we've had a big resurgence. Meth has been a constant, methamphetamine. We've had a resurgence lately of heroin. There's a little bit of this fentanyl coming across the border from the south that comes up, very, very bad stuff, lethal. Pot, pretty common. In fact, many of the addicts don't even consider a pot habit addiction. It's become so common, and yet it is clearly a gateway drug. All the years in the chaplaincy talking with men and women, not everybody who uses pot necessarily goes on to harder stuff, but everybody, without exception, Barbara, who ends up with the hard stuff started with pot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
What about alcohol?
Yeah, it's a contributory in all of our women and men that we've had in our programs. I think we've only had maybe three where alcohol was their primary source of difficulty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another drug that is accepted, and not that
common. And it's
common.
Not illegal. It's they don't
not
end
illegal.
Up caught up in the system unless they really, really abuse it.
And they're addicted. They have an addictive personality, and it's just going to get them. Well, we are looking at a problem that is enormous, and like I said at the beginning, it is tough work. And you've been looking at this 10 years with the chaplaincy at the Bonner County Jail, and then alongside that for the last 5 years, this amazing program called Freedom House. Mm-hmm. Introduce our listeners to what is Freedom House and how did it get started?
Well, the chaplaincy is where the genesis of Freedom House came. Chaplaincy kind of rides on three pillars: ministry, of course, to the inmates in the jail, Bible studies, and performing services where we can for them, helping them out, working with the families is the second piece. And then the third piece is looking at providing some form of aftercare. And it becomes pretty obvious. You don't have to think about it too long. You can introduce men and women to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what we're all about. We're there to bring hope through the gospel, the good news of Christ. Got a God loves you, wants to forgive you, got a son who sacrificed for you, got a Holy Spirit here to help you change your direction. So it wasn't long after I started chaplaincy that we thought, we need to be looking at some form of aftercare. And we had a false start, worked for about a year, couldn't seem to get it going. and just put it aside and worked with existing programs, getting our men and women into recovery programs down in Hayden and Coeur d'Alene, Pastor Tim Remington's program, the Good Samaritan program, great program. Still, if I can get men and women into that program, in preference to what we do, I will do that if they can afford it. So that's what we got, and we sort of worked at that for 4 or 5 years. And then without getting into the detail, I'm just going to tell you, Freedom House birthed when a young man of about 22, to feed his drug habit, robbed the Horizon Credit Union. And that triggered a series of events that ended up with us getting a $10,000 seed money from the parents of this young man. And that was how Freedom House got off the ground. Yeah. Wow.
Did Freedom House start with the Women's House Magnolia, or was that the first outreach that you made?
Yes. We started out with the intention of doing a similar inpatient kind of program like the Good Samaritan program. But in some discussions with Judge Buchanan, by the way, Judge Buchanan, Barbara Buchanan, is a phenomenal jurist and a phenomenal person, and balances compassion with justice in an extraordinary way. I really have come to really respect her. Conversation one day, we got talking, and she pointed out the obvious that there was no safe and sober living in Sandpoint. And at that point, that caused me to think a bit. We went back to the drawing board on our thinking and decided that that's really what the community needed, more than an inpatient program. And so we pursued that, and God just opened door after door after door. Within weeks, we were sitting in the front room at Sweet Magnolia, then a B&B with the couple and who owned it, and ended up agreeing. They wanted out of the B&B business, agreeing that we would go from their original vision of a home for unwed mothers, of which there's really not much need anymore, to agreeing to take these hardcore little women out of jail dealing with drug addiction. And we spent the 4 or 5 months planning, making the transition. And October 1, 3 years ago, we opened the doors, and we've had a great three-year run there. Great in that we have served a lot of women.
You know, this whole concept of aftercare, you know, may seem obvious, but it really isn't when you think of, you know, you don't do drugs, and they're presumably off of drugs while they're in incarceration, though I don't know what the incidence is that they can get drugs while they're incarcerated. But to then just let them go, because there aren't enough programs for everybody to fit in. They need to be taken care of. They need continued prayer and guidance. I've just got a lot of questions for you. The first thing I want to get clear for our audience is it's a faith-based Christian organization, but the people coming in, these people coming out of jail that get referred through the court system, may not be Christians, and it's not required that they be. It's just that they are going to be surrounded by that message. So explain that to our audience so they understand. Sure.
Yes, many of them have some sort of Christian orientation. More often than not, their last exposure to Jesus Christ was in a Sunday school where grandma took them until they were 12, and then that's that. So all we look for are men and women who are open to hearing the gospel message. We typically will discourage someone who already has a solid faith that is non-Christian. We have not had anybody apply, nor would we encourage someone, say, who is a Muslim, because we're not there to proselytize,
right,
to change. We're there to, are you open to the message? And that's all we ask.
Right.
And I'd probably say a good half of our men and women have no denominational preference. No, they'll say, no, I've never been to church, or haven't been since I was 10, but I'm open. You know,
I love that, because, I mean, that's the way as a Christian we're to relate to others, is just to be loving, to help where we can. speaking kind of apart from Freedom House, and to not, you know, there's no forcing that goes on. You know, can't twist somebody's arm into salvation, but just make it available as long as they're open to it. The other connection I'd like our audience to understand up front is the connection with, you mentioned Judge Barbara Buchanan. What is the role that she plays in these Freedom Houses?
Well, she is the magistrate, the district judge here in Bonner County, and she is the presiding judge over the Drug Court program, which is an 18-month program that's offered. When folks apply, and they need to get accepted. It's in lieu of incarceration. They're on probation for a minimum of 2 years, and the program is an 18-month program. A lot of counseling, a lot of structure, but not necessarily included in that is, you know, housing. They need to get housing that the probation officer involved and the team, a drug court team, is comfortable with. Don't want them going back to the boyfriend who's using, you know. So we have been able to fill a role there for the real tough ones, where they just really don't have any place to go. The family either isn't not acceptable or has lost them completely. And so we tend to draw the most difficult to place. And so they will come in with us. Example, we had a woman out of Boundary County. Her home, she was living burned down. Mm-hmm. She had no place to go. Would we take her in? So they transferred her from the Boundary Drug Court Program down to Bonner, and we took Fiona in.
That's wonderful. Well, all right, we're up against our next break. We're going to do that right now. Everybody stay right where you are. We have so much more information coming your way.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonner's Ferry Baptist Church, and I have this question for you. Does God love you? And if he does, how can you know? I want you to consider the following verses. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." 1 John 4:9 says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." And then the first part of 1 John 3:16 says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us." Friend, the mark that God loves you today is that he came in the person of Jesus Christ and died so that you may live. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Are you thinking of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was named the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Boundary County for 2019. To better serve you, they've opened a second location on Main Street in downtown Bonner's Ferry. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill and downtown Bonner's Ferry. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
The aftermath of an accident is confusing and scary, and the next move you usually make is a call to your insurance company.
Hi, this is Shane from North Auto Collision Repair Center in Bonner's Ferry. Here to tell you it is always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. Your insurance company may try to steer you towards a contracted shop, some of which are not local, and can agree to use aftermarket, imitation, or even junkyard parts. Here at North Auto Collision Repair Center, we really are different because we work for you, not the insurance company, to ensure quality repairs by ICAR certified technicians in a state-of-the-art shop.
From the minute you walk into North Idaho Collision Repair Center, you will notice the difference in how you are treated. They really do care, and they encourage you to see what their customers are saying. Check out North Idaho Collision Repair Center's reviews at carwise.com, or you can find them online at nicrepaircenter.com.
At North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonner's Ferry, we're here for you when you need us.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back in, everyone. We are talking today with Fred Pederuto, and he's involved with the Bonner County Jail Chaplaincy Program. But our focus today is on a program called Freedom House, which, and their vision is to see both men and women move from addiction to freedom through the discipleship of Jesus Christ. And so you had mentioned something about an application, Fred. So where do your clients, what are the streams that bring clients into these homes?
Okay. The great bulk of our clients come right out of the jails, typically Bonner County, but Boundary, Kootenai, even Benoit County Jail will get some. And then we get men and women who are in prison, not in jail, but in prison rather, down in typically Boise, or women in there in Pocatello. And on our website, we have our application. And that's downloadable, prepare it. Case managers down in Boise then will email it back to us. We'll take a look. And like this coming Thursday, we have a phone interview with a man coming out of Boise in February, and he needs to get his exit plan developed. And so we will be talking with him and most likely accepting him. But the bulk of it, our women chaplain are in the local jail here. And they will make contact with women and will hear what's going on. And they will hear, I'm coming out or I'm wanting to come out, but I have no place to go. Well, here's something you might want to consider. And they will hand them an application and they will prepare it. And we'll go through a similar process, only face-to-face interviews. And that's kind of my job, is to be the make the final thumbs up, thumbs down with the input from those who had a chance to meet them.
So there is an application online. So somebody listening, if they could, maybe a family member or help someone to fill out an application and just see if it might proceed. But the mm-hmm. people coming are either coming from drug court or they're coming primarily from jail locally, yeah. or maybe a few from the prison system. But somebody could apply to you directly. That sounds like it's a little rare, but it's possible.
We have a 21-day clean requirement. So if someone is coming off the street to us, we have, in fact, one of our great success stories was a woman we took off the street. She just left us after over 2 years with us, an entirely different woman, Barbara.
Praise God. Isn't it exciting? You're going to cry. It's so beautiful. Yeah. To see someone set free.
Yeah, just amazing. Goodness. Yeah, and we keep in contact. She's like a daughter to me, frankly. Anyway, and she was one we took in. We sent her down to Kootenai Behavioral Health for a 21-day counseling and drug treatment program, which she completed. And, of course, she was clean for 21 days, then we took her into our house. So we want to be sure that we can get a verifiably clean 21 days. We've had women who were ready to leave the jail in 7 days and had just applied to us, and our contingency has been, if you want to come in, you need to stay in jail another couple of weeks. And they have.
Wow.
They've been willing to do that.
You know, we're talking about Freedom House today. You can find a lot of information that Fred is talking about today, and you can make contact with them at their site, freedomhousehope.org. So is there a phone number that I didn't see?
It's my number is what we're
using. Do you want to give that number out?
Sure.
What is it?
It's Shirley, 208-290-5857.
All right. Well, that's Fred's direct cell phone, and he would be more than happy to take phone calls.
Anybody's got some loved one who needs help. And our ministry doesn't stop at the walls of our houses. We're available to support anybody, anytime who's working through addiction issues. And we do, we meet often with parents who are struggling, looking for alternatives. It generally doesn't bring them into our program, but it gives us an opportunity to give them some help, some guidance, some prayer. Yeah. And boy, I can't emphasize enough that this ministry has been so blessed by the hand of God. It is unbelievable. And the heart of what we do, it's all about a relationship with Christ. Those of us who work in the ministry, that's what we focus on. We don't focus on the problems. We focus on maintaining and growing that relationship. And then the answers come.
Right, exactly. The answers for the program as well as for the individual.
You got it.
It's all good. One and another thing you said that I want to underline is that, you know, when something starts going wrong, we were talking about addiction, but whether it's divorce or whatever, starts happening, everyone is affected. It's like waves going out in the pond. Don't ever think that, you know, this is just your issue. And I bring that up because the solution with God involved, obviously, is the same process. I mean, it's the family. Everybody can start coming together for the solution. The solution is no more isolated than the problem is isolated.
Yeah, one of the things I get at in one of the information pieces on our application is who's your mom and dad, grandparents, and so forth. And I will make an effort to connect with them because there's an opportunity here for restoration of relationships that get so badly destroyed through addiction. Addicts lie. They steal. They take and never give back. They make promises they never keep. And parents get totally burned out. But I got to tell you, the heart of grandmothers, particularly, amazing. They will come alongside, and we've seen some tremendous examples of restoration of relationships where they were badly fractured.
Yeah. Well, we focused a little bit on Magnolia House, the first house for clean and sober living here in Sandpoint for women. But you also have a men's house, Bethesda, mm-hmm. and you're opening up a third house coming up in a while. So tell us about the men's houses and maybe anything different about the men's homes or what happens there. Are they as clean as the women keep their house? Or okay, I take that question. I take that question back.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the woman's house is a Sweet Magnolia B&B. It is a gorgeous turn-of-the-century Victorian. It's a lovely place, and it just screams woman. I mean, yeah. This could never be a men's house, and it's a beautiful place. What we have is our first men's house. We call it Bethesda. For those of you who are Christians, go to John 5, read about Jesus' trip to the pool at Bethesda, tell you all about it. And this is a house that we looked at 2 years ago as a possible rental for our men's program. At that point in time, the owner, great guy, and I'm going to name him, his name is Mark Fuller. He had a lot on his plate, and we never seemed to be able to put much together. And so finally, we put it aside, moved on. So we have our women's house, and we're doing well. Oh, by the way, we leased that for a year. We are now in the process of buying it.
Oh,
not a long story, but we are no more leasing. We're paying less a month than we were to lease it, frankly. The minute the women's house is obviously going to be some sort of success, it's working. Judge Buchanan, the POs, probation officers, when are you going to get a men's house? When are you going to get a men's house? So we've got twice as many, three times, four times as many men in there.
Women.
Now, where they're more resilient, we still figure, I figured at least twice as many. So our women's house has been pretty busy. So I figured I knew we'd be busy with a men's house right off the bat. So anyway, I see this for sale. And it's more money than we had thought we would pay, quite a bit more. And I'm thinking, this man really didn't return my calls. I'm not even sure he likes me. And I thought, you know, I forget it. Let's move on to the next piece of property. And the Spirit said, no, you need to engage this man. And I brought it to our board. It was classic. As I said, you know, you remember this place? And they said, yeah. I said, well, here's what I think we need to do.
Is this the Mark Fuller guy?
Yeah, Mark Fuller, great guy. Anyway, long story short, he ends up gifting this place to us, and it included, along with the gift, a very, very substantial amount of cash to help us get this thing off the ground.
Wow.
So we own this outright. Yeah.
That is amazing.
It is.
It doesn't amaze us because God's involved. I mean, that's just wonderful. What a wonderful thing for Mark Fuller to have done. Yeah. And again, it's the whole thing through the family. Think of all the family members that know what he did, that agreed with what he did, and are blessed by his generosity.
He's a very modest guy, but, you know, people do need to know that what people do.
Yeah.
And so, in line with that, so we've had the Bethesda House. We opened it in January, early January of this year, so it's about a year old. Need that second house, praying for a second house. So one of our board members comes to me about 2 months ago and said, you know, I've just sold a rental property in Southern California. I'd like to have some kind of an income stream here, so I'm looking to make, it was a 41-31 exchange, I don't know, real estate, where you are able to manage your capital gains a little better if you do this. Anyhow, she said, but what we'd like to do is have you select the house, and we will buy it, and then we will lease it back to you at well below market. And that's what we've done.
Wow, and that house is going to open in December, and we're going to talk about that new house, and you're going to get a chance to tell our audience the beautiful name that you are naming the second men's house. Oh. Right after this, we're going to take a break, everyone. We will be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling lucky? Well, are you? Make your way to the Kootenai Casino and Spa, and you're going to find out how lucky really feels. October is the perfect month to make the beautiful short drive to Bonner's Ferry. You can book a winning getaway with Kootenai Falls midweek room rates starting at just $79. Weekend room rates start at just $99. And every room comes with 2 breakfast vouchers. Our Springs restaurant is offering 6 special menu items, all local favorites, for just $11 each. And our Kootenai Spa offers a scalp ritual and choice of 50-minute massage or signature facial for just $79. The winning continues in the casino with hot daily spins, progressive jackpots, and more ways to win than ever before. Now are you feeling lucky? Book your getaway to the Kootenai Casino and Spa. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
I'm thinking everyone would probably agree with that.
Then run the right play and head up to Riverside Auto Center in downtown Bonner's Ferry. Every vehicle is hand-picked, inspected, serviced, and come with a limited warranty. We also have a full service department and offer RV warranty inspections. Don't delay, make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAuto.com. That's RiversideAuto.com.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, if you have missed a part of this conversation, just jumping in with us right now, you can listen probably by Thursday. There'll be a recording of this program that you can listen to at NorthIdahoRadio.com, and so you can hear all of the information, and it will be well worth it, because this Freedom House program is so wonderful. So we've got a women's house, a men's house, and now you're opening a third house, which is for men because there are more men that are caught up in these addictions. And the name of this new house coming online?
Is Emmaus. And again, those of you who know your Bible, on Easter Sunday, these two gentlemen are wandering from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and a third party arrives and visits with them a while, and he asks them, you know, what have you guys been talking about? And they say, are you the only one in Jerusalem doesn't know what's happened? So they're telling this fellow all about Jesus. So finally, they sit down to break bread, and this man is Jesus, and he explains that to them, taking them all the way back to the Old Testament, and which, of course, was the only thing.
You know, Emmaus for me.
Great story.
Yeah, Emmaus for me is just Jesus doing his thing.
You got it.
Ministering, always loving, which is what you guys are doing at Freedom House. So I also want you to explain about your funding, that you take no government funding or anything for this.
No, we're a nonprofit 501c3, and we take no government funding. IDOCD, Idaho Department of Corrections, has talked to me a couple of times about wanting to put this on their funding list, but invariably there's the prospect of constraints that we don't want to deal with. We want to be able to minister and run our program the way we think God would guide us. A couple of things on that.
So where do you get your money?
Unless
that's where you were going to go.
I'll tell you, it's the churches, there's about half a dozen churches in local area churches that support us monthly. Two or three of them have been very generous. I've got to mention North Summit have been very, very generous and helped us to get that men's house going when that was kind of uncertain where that was going to go. But all the churches here are supportive in a variety of ways. Our board is made up of members from five different churches, all over the board, all the way from Wild-Eyed Pentecostals to pretty conservative Nazarenes. That's an interesting bunch.
You're going to regret you said that.
we can always use money. Now that we're opening a third house, that means we will run another red ink on our statement. All these places all run in the red. There's no way the modest program fees that we collect from the men and women begin to cover the costs of it, of the house. We include a lot of things in our program, including food. Mm-hmm. We just think it's easier for us to provide the food, encourage them to eat together rather than have my food, your food kind of thing. And that seems to work well.
Yeah. Gathering together at a table, whether it's a family, or a church group or a club, there is something very powerful about coming together over food. And that shouldn't surprise anybody.
One of the things I would like to touch on is, you know, where are we going in the future? Mm-hmm. Where's this ministry going? And I just have to share this. I have been pretty much central to the leadership of this ministry from the get-go. I just turned 83. Time is not my friend. We need to be thinking about, and we have talked at length about, you know, replacements, replacement or replacements to do the work I do. They're there. One of the things we've discovered is we have a great volunteer team. We have probably three times as many women volunteers as we have men. Christian men don't seem to be nearly as inclined to be willing to give up of their time, their talent, and their treasure as women are. So now that we have two men's houses, we really could use some more Christian men to step up, mentor, study, help with maintenance, all of the things that we need.
So you need men to be volunteers at both Bethesda and soon Emmaus. Mm-hmm. And is there a live-in element? Or are some of those volunteers going to be spending the night? So they're house fathers, if you will.
Sure. Our whole program is all volunteer except for our house managers. We have a house manager. We will have three of them once Emmaus opens up. And they are our only paid positions.
Okay,
but
that's good to know.
But they need relief. They need vacation time. They need to go to the dentist. So we need, one of the big needs is what we call shift relief. And that would even include some overnights, you know, to help out. So that is a real
That's need. Really good to know. So these house managers, it is a paid position. Mm-hmm. What responsibility? And then apart from that, volunteers on maintenance and upkeep and mentoring and Bible study and coming in and just spending some time one-on-one, face-to-face with these guys.
Yep.
Because a lot of times we need that.
We have that in pretty good shape in the Woman's House. Of course, we've been around 3 years, so that doesn't hurt.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely the response from men has been less than dramatic, you know.
All right. Well, that's really good. And I'm glad that our listeners can know that and hear that. And maybe there'll be some people that can carry that message on to someone that some ones, plural. You also mentioned on the break that, you know, you've got a lot of the things you need, but you are looking for bunk beds and mattresses for those bunk beds.
Tell us about that. It looks like we may have the mattresses, but the beds themselves, what we're looking for is wooden bunk beds. We need three or four of those sets. We avoid the institutional look. I could get all the metal bunk beds I want, but we just don't want to do that. Our houses, all of them, are very homey. Yeah.
That is really, so if someone has wooden bunk beds, you know, when the kids grow up, And they go off to college, really, you got to get rid of the bunk beds.
Yes.
They don't want to come back and sleep in their bunk bed.
Call me.
You have to get them a real bed, okay, Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa. I mean, so call Fred at 208-290-5857 if you want to be a volunteer, if you have bunk beds, if you have questions, if you have needs, if you have anything. Just give Fred a call. If you want to go eat a pizza, you know, give Fred a call.
Yeah, it is. Last thought.
Yes, sir.
This God that loves us so and serves us, goes before us, is amazing. He's amazing. I am no longer surprised at what he does. I'm just amazed at how he does it.
I love that, Fred, that you say that. And I know that we have a lot of people listening that are believers. We have a lot of people listening right now that aren't, and they kind of don't get that. And they may have already rolled their eyes a little bit at this. But the truth is that God is a good God. And it is his heart to provide when you're doing things that he's on board with, or rather that you're on board with him with.
Amen.
He just does things in the most amazing way.
For those who care about recovery, it's common knowledge that faith-based recovery programs, Christ-centered programs,
are the most successful.
Demonstrably. We're not talking a couple of bodies different. We're talking 10% for a secular program, maybe 40, 50, 60%. Last year, we had 23 women go through our house. Only two went back into custody.
That is amazing. And there are programs, other programs in prisons and that are faith-based, Christ-based, and they are far and away the most successful. I don't know why people just think, oh, let's just do this, okay? Get on board with it. Fred, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it. Appreciate you. Love you. Love your wife. I love the work that you do. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Thanks for giving us a chance to talk about Freedom House.
Absolutely. And it's freedomhousehope.org, 208-290-5857. And listeners, I want to thank you for being with us today. You know, you're the third big pillar of this whole thing that we're doing here. I hope you tune in to all the local shows that air at 1210 right here at noon on your local channels. Come on back next Tuesday and be with me again, because my guests will be from Panhandle Health District. And we are going to talk about all the different kinds of vaccines. Fred, in looking at this, there were so many vaccines. I couldn't believe it. I had forgotten half of them. I was thinking flu, right? But we're going to talk about the flu vaccine, shingles, pneumonia, tetanus, childhood vaccines, polio. rabies. And yes, there are differences of opinion about some of these vaccines, but this is the beauty and the power of being informed and talking about these topics up front. And so next week, we're going to discuss the medical side of vaccines with two representatives from Panhandle Health District. So until next week, this is Barbara Carpenter saying thanks, take care, and be blessed.